Alex, are you competing in the Dragon Boat Festival race today?
Yes!
I didn't compete last year, but I joined a team this year.
Are you excited to race in a dragon boat?
Of course! And my team is going to win!
You sound very confident.
I am, but I'm not going to paddle.
Why not? Will you steer the boat?
No, I'm the drummer. I sit in the front of the boat.
And you beat a drum? How does that help your team?
The drum helps a team paddle together. And it keeps them focused.
That's good. A team must work together.
I know.
Well, be careful on the river.
We will. Now, watch us win the race.
Dragon Boat Festival is a fun summer holiday. It is an important Chinese holiday, too. On the holiday, people enjoy watching dragon boats race on the river. Teams of usually 22 people sit in a dragon boat. 20 of them paddle. One person at the back steers the boat. Another person is the drummer. He or she sits in the front and beats a drum. This helps the team paddle together and keeps them focused. Hello everyone, it's a beautiful day here at Let's Talk in English. My name's Pauline. Happy Monday!
Hello everyone, it's a beautiful day. It's time for boat racing and it's time for our topic, celebrations.
And I think you can probably guess our title today. It's Dragon Boat Festival.
Ah yes, Dragon Boat Festival. What a great holiday. Pauline, have you ever been in a dragon boat race?
No, I watched them last year when I was in Taiwan, but I didn't get to be in one. I think it would be fun to be in the boat, but I don't know if I'd want to be in a race.
Really? I'm surprised. You like winning games so much. I'm surprised you don't want to try winning a dragon boat race.
I know, it does sound like a lot of fun, but when I watched it, I realized that it's also a lot of work. Those boats go really far, and they paddle so fast. They must be very tired by the end of the race.
That's true. It isn't easy.
I know. I don't think my arms would be strong enough.
Well, people who race in a dragon boat practice a lot before the race comes. They get stronger and stronger as they practice.
And faster and faster.
That's right. Well, here at LTE Studios, we practice English together every day, and that helps you get better and better at speaking.
Well, I think it's time to do that right now. Here's Christina with our key words today.
Hello, 端午节通常都会有龙舟竞赛, Dragon Boat Race. 名词 boat 就是船, 端午节的英文就是 Dragon Boat Festival, 龙舟节, 名词节日节庆就是 Festival. Susie 问 Alex, 今年有没有参加划龙舟比赛? Are you competing in the Dragon Boat Festival race? 结果 Alex 今年有参加哦。 Susie 提醒他, 玩水上活动要小心, be careful on the river. 名词 river 是河流。 龙舟竞赛时船上会有20个人划桨, 一个是舵手, 一个是击鼓。 划桨的动词就是 paddle. Alex is not going to paddle. Alex 说他有参赛, 但是不会划桨。 原来他是担任击鼓的鼓手。 He is going to beat the drum. 动词 beat 是敲击的意思。
Alex, are you competing in the Dragon Boat Festival race today?
Yes.
I didn't compete last year, but I joined a team this year.
Are you excited to race in a dragon boat?
Of course, and my team is going to win.
You sound very confident.
I am, but I'm not going to paddle.
Why not? Will you steer the boat?
I think it's great that we are having dragon boat races here in our city.
I agree. Does your hometown have a dragon boat race, Pauline?
No, I didn't know about dragon boat races until I went to Asia. In my part of the United States, there aren't many people from Asia, so we don't have this special event.
Well, in our city here, there are many people from Asian countries that celebrate Dragon Boat Festival. They live in the U.S. now, but they still want to celebrate this special holiday.
I think that's great. Dragon Boat races are really fun to watch. And if you want, you can also join a team and be in the race.
Alex is from Taiwan, so he knows all about Dragon Boat Festival. Is he competing in the race today?
Yes. He didn't compete last year, but he joined a team this year. I can't wait to watch him race.
That will be great. Oh, but let's go back to the great sentence you used, Pauline. You said, Alex didn't compete last year. So last year was 2017. In June 2017, or last year, Alex didn't race. Let's practice some more sentences like this with Rebecca.
Hey friends, you arrived just in time to learn something new in Use It. If you want to say that you didn't do something last year, you can use today's Use It tip. For example, I didn't go to college last year. Or I didn't take a vacation last year. Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Let's see. I didn't study Spanish last year. I studied Chinese instead. And I'm studying Chinese again this year.
Last year, I didn't take any classes. But this year, I am.
Great practice. Okay, now let's get back to Alex. He's going to be in the dragon boat race today. That's so exciting. At least, I think it's exciting. Is Alex excited to race in a dragon boat this year?
Of course. And Christina is excited about it too. Let's go to her now to learn some more about this.
Alex 要参加划龙舟比赛。Susie 问他有没有很兴奋。Are you excited to race in a dragon boat? 我们来学句型 be excited to do something. 要做某件事感到很兴奋。这里的 excited 是用过去分词当形容词用，表达兴奋、激动的。来看例句 ，We are so excited to see you again. 再见到你，我们感到很兴奋。或者 ，I'm excited to work with you. 跟你一起工作，我感到很兴奋。另外，你也可以用 be excited about something， 接系词 about 后面加名词，比如 ，We are excited about the concert.我们为音乐会感到很兴奋。She is excited about the new school. 她为了新的学校感到很兴奋。
Thanks, Christina. We're always excited to learn with you.
Well, Alex is both excited and confident about the race today.
That's right. Alex says, my team is going to win. I hope he's right. He will need to paddle hard and fast to help his team win.
It sounds like Alex. Well, actually, Alex isn't going to paddle at all.
Wait, what? That's terrible. He's just going to sit there while everyone else works? Oh, his team is not going to be happy with him.
Wait, Pauline. Alex is going to do an important job. He's not going to paddle. Remember, there is more than one job on the boat.
Oh, right. Is he going to steer the boat?
Well, that's what Susie guesses, too. But I think it's something else. Do you know what it is?
Friends, can you guess? Make your guess during the break, and then we'll be right back to find out. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes.
Welcome back, friends. What are you doing for Dragon Boat Festival? Do you get the day off? Will you watch a race or be in one?
Well, whatever you do, we hope you enjoy this holiday.
Hey, I want to find out what Alex is going to do on the boat.
Oh, that's right. I hope you made a guess. Let's keep talking. Here's conversation B.
No, I'm the drummer. I sit in the front of the boat.
And you beat a drum? How does that help your team?
The drum helps the team paddle together. And it keeps them focused.
That's good. A team must work together.
I know.
Well, be careful on the river.
We will. Now, watch us win the race.
Well, friends, did you guess? Alex isn't paddling on the dragon boat. So what is he doing? Is he steering the boat?
No, he's the drummer. He's playing an instrument. Wait, how's that going to help the team? Alex is just going to relax and play music while his friends work and paddle?
Pauline, you saw the dragon boat races last year. Don't you remember? There is a big drum in the front of each boat. That drum isn't just for fun or for music. The drum helps the team paddle together.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. I guess that is important.
Yes, it's really important. And it's not easy. Alex must keep beating the drum over and over again. He will be tired at the end of the race, too.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yes, the drum beat keeps the team focused. And that's good because a team must work together.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course a team must work together, Pauline.
Well, okay then. Let's work together and learn today's
calendar phrase.
A team must work together.
A team must work together.
团队一定要互相合作。
A team must work together.
Every player is important.
A team must work together.
Every player has a job to do.
A team must work together.
Every player must do his best.
A team must work together.
Yeah, so what should we do?
Work together.
Right.
A team must work together.
A team must work together.
团队一定要互相合作.
Calendar phrase is always fun, and this one is definitely true. A team must work together.
I hope Alex's team works together well. If they do, maybe they can win the race.
Maybe. And I do like what Susie says to Alex at the end of this conversation. She says, be careful on the river.
Good advice. And a nice thing to say. Sometimes when it snows outside and I'm dragging, my mom says, be careful on the roads.
Yes, this is something nice to say at the end. It shows this person cares about your safety. And they are reminding you to be safe.
Well, Alex says he will be careful. And then he says, now watch us win. He really is confident, isn't he?
He sure is. Oh, and that's another good sentence he said. I bet Christina can help us with it. Let's watch Christina teach us now.
Alex 兴奋又自信地说, now watch us win the race. 看着我们赢得比赛吧。 这里的watch是一个比较特别的动词, 它是感官动词, 你可以用watch someone do something 来描述观看某件事这个事实, 比如我说, Henry早上看我练琴, Henry watched me play piano this morning, 表达Henry看了我练琴这件事, 另外如果用watch someone doing something, 就强调看到某个动作正在进行, 比如我今天睡晚了，结果眼睁睁看着学校巴士开走了。I watched the school bus leaving. 强调是看着巴士离开。
Thanks, Christina. We can practice using this now.
Okay. Today, we watched Alex and Susie talk about the boat races. Many of us will go and watch Alex race today.
I watched some people dance in the park yesterday. They were fun to watch.
Very nice. Well, that was a lot of good practice. Did that help you today?
I hope it did. And now it's time for us to practice all those great key words we learned today, too. Friends, don't forget to say those words out loud with us.
All right, friends, let's go review together, and then we'll finish up the lesson.
Here's your first key word for today. Boat. Boat. We took a boat to the island.
Festival. Festival. How do you celebrate the festival?
River. River. There were many fish in the river.
Paddle. Paddle. Lisa paddled the boat.
Beat. Beat. Celia beats the drums in the band. Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's review those conversations one more time together.
Alex, are you competing in the Dragon Boat Festival race today?
Yes.
I didn't compete last year, but I joined a team this year.
Are you excited to race in a dragon boat?
Of course, and my team is going to win.
You sound very confident.
I am, but I'm not going to paddle.
Why not? Will you steer the boat?
No, I'm the drummer. I sit in the front of the boat.
And you beat a drum? How does that help your team?
The drum helps the team paddle together, and it keeps them focused.
That's good. A team must work together.
I know.
Well, be careful on the river.
We will. Now, watch us win the race.
Boom, boom, boom. Dragon boat, dragon boat. Do you hear the dragon boat? Boom, boom, boom.
What are you singing about, Ginger?
The dragon boat. I'm singing about the Dragon Boat Festival. It's a fun summer holiday.
It sure is. People enjoy watching dragon boats race on the river.
Well, this year, I don't want to watch.
You don't?
No, I want to be in the race.
You want to be on a team?
That's right.
Ginger, paddling a dragon boat isn't easy.
Well, I don't want to paddle.
Do you want to steer?
No, I want to beat the drum. Boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
That sounds like fun.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Hey, maybe I'll beat the drum.
No, me. Boom, boom, no. Boom, boom, boom. I want to beat the drum. Boom. Boom, boom.
Well, friends, it's Monday again. That means it's time to answer some questions. Here is your first question. What will Alex do on the dragon boat? What will Alex do on the dragon boat?
You can find the answer in conversation B. He is the drummer. He will beat a drum to help his team paddle together. Okay. Here's question number two. Do you want to race in a dragon boat? Why or why not? Do you want to race in a dragon boat? Why or why not? Here are some answers from some of our friends.
Do I want to race in a dragon boat? Of course! I would love to race in a dragon boat. First of all, it's great exercise. You can get a really good workout racing in a dragon boat. Second of all, It's so much fun. And you must remember that it's going to be hot, so wear lots of sunscreen and make sure you drink lots of water. But have fun doing it.
Do I want to race in a dragon boat? I would like to try and race in a dragon boat. I have never tried it before, and I think it would be a great experience. I like all kinds of sports, so this could be really fun. Racing in a dragon boat builds teamwork, so if I do race in a dragon boat, I'll bring all my friends. And after we finish the race together, we can all sit next to the river and have a great picnic under the sun.
Do I want to race in a dragon boat? Why or why not? Well, sure, of course. Why not? It sounds like a lot of fun. Although, now that I think about it, it's probably a lot of work, too. You maybe need to practice a lot. Well, I'd still like to try it once anyways. What about you?
Do I want to race in a dragon boat? I think I would love to. It sounds like a lot of fun. Alex told me about dragon boat, and it sounds like a special time in Asia where people work together to compete and to race and find out who the winner is and who is the fastest boat. This is something I know that I would enjoy doing together with a team.
Thanks, friends. We hope you try answering that question at home in English, too. And come back tomorrow for more learning together right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.